USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news! The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
Some lawmakers are condemning the Biden administration's handling of the crisis at the border. Brad Bernards from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration has completely turned a blind eye to what's going on at the nation's southern border, and it's time for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down, Representative Ashley Hinson said Friday. There's just been a complete void in leadership, the Iowa Republican said on Newsmax TV's Wake Up America.
There's just been a complete void in leadership. He has repeatedly misled and flat out lied to me and other members of the Homeland Security Appropriations Committee. And I think it's time that we start putting that politics aside. And he, as you mentioned, the Biden administration and what they have done in the past 10 months has completely turned a blind eye to the situation at the border. So every time I've asked questions that the American people deserve answers to.
Hinson added that she hasn't gotten a response about her request concerning Mayorkas, but that's par for the course from an administration that takes months to respond to her.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As local authorities say the border wall would make the United States safer against threats from Mexico, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax on Friday he's discouraged the Biden administration continues to block the border wall.
So he has a duty under the Constitution to execute the laws, including an appropriation directly made by guys like Pat Fallon for the border wall over the last 2 years. That money is not being used in the correct way. We're still paying contractors, but they're being ordered not to fix the wall. And I just met with Border Patrol today, just in El Paso. They need a few things fixed, and they'll be safer, we'll be safer, and yet the Biden administration refuses to follow what Congress directed him to do.
Mr. Paxton says he's very hopeful the United States Supreme Court will recognize his state's authority to protect life and get people the opportunity to have their grievances addressed in any court they want. Supreme Court justices on Friday refused to block the heartbeat law in Texas, but said it will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the directive.
Look, I'm hopeful that they'll allow our state to control this. The Supreme Court has tried since 1972 to legislate whether babies can live or die. It's been a disaster. The law continues to change. Nobody ever knows what it really is going to be because every time we get a new justice, we have a new law. That's not the way this is supposed to work. They need to let Texas govern Texas. If Massachusetts wants a different law, they should be able to have their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.